for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Miles. Good to see you as always.
Takeo, we talked a lot last year about scheduling. We talked about, some of the challenges that came with that. You look, and it's a little different look this year. And, maybe talk about the MTE, talk about the support from administration and really putting a solid home schedule together.
Yeah, no, that was important because if you look back at last year, we had 12 home games, including our conference, and we had three non-Division One games at home, and so we didn't play a single non-Division One game. I mean, Division One game, non-conference, at our place. But every one of those home games that we had, we were able to sell it out. So that gives you an idea of how passionate our fan base is, but. This year was a lot different. We set a school record for a number of home games with 19. And next year we already have 18 built in. And when Mike Oblinger took over the job, a couple years ago during our conference tournament, we had a meeting the next morning after we had lost in the championship game. And that was one of the things that I talked to him about, starting an MTE here in Wilmington and giving our fans, giving our universities, giving our players something to call ours. And that was extremely important. And he took it and ran with it. And we were able to get that done. And hopefully we can continue that for years to come.
Nolan, for you, just the opportunity to play in front of the crowds you play in front of at Trask and to have that home court advantage. How special of a college basketball playing environment is that for you?
I tell people this all the time, Miles. I spent time at NC State and we played games in Reynolds, and obviously the PNC Arena is pretty special. But being here in Trask is different. It's a lot different. It's one of the best atmospheres that I've ever been a part of, playing in Cameron Indoor Stadium and as a coach. And, Virginia was an unbelievable atmosphere. I played in Wichita, at Wichita. That was an unbelievable atmosphere, and just some other places around the country. But this is special because it's intimate. It's a lot of energy in the building. We get about 1,000 students right behind our bench, going over into the opponent's bench. So it's special. I can't really put it into words like I want to, but we are certainly blessed, especially when you look around the conference at some of the places that we go, and they don't have as, good of support as we do.
And same question for you, Nolan, just kind of that opportunity for you to play in that environment.
I mean, it's really special, coming out and seeing all the fans supporting you, the community, the students. It makes it feel like, it's big time. You're walking around campus and you have people congratulating on the win. So I think just having that connection between the fans and the community is just really special.
Any questions, Brian, and then Trevor.
Takeo, Nolan, good morning. Takeo, I know from just your philosophy as a coach and our conversation this summer that you were pretty frustrated with the defensive numbers at the end of last season, and it feels like you've addressed that in recruiting. Just how have you seen the defense come along in the preseason, and how might y'all be different on that end this
Good
season?
morning. Good morning, Brian. It's always good to hear from you. That's been a point of emphasis ever since we got this group together in the summer. Leading into the preseason, we focused on that more than anything, where we did defensive boot camps, and that's been the top of our priority list. And everything that we've talked about in all of our practices, the guys know how important it is, and they know that in order for us to have a chance to be in the mix, that we have to defend at a high level. And so we'll be a lot different than we were last year. I mean, some of the things that you saw last year, us denying and pressuring, that'll remain the same, but we're gonna pick up 94 feet and trap a little bit more and be a little bit more chaotic and be more of a pressing team. And I think we've really honed in on building those habits up more than we have in the last few years.
And for Nolan, there are a lot of guys kind of around your size on this team, and then with the skill set to play multiple positions. What have you seen from the defense with the interchangeability and the versatility of the roster?
I think we're just really active. Once we hone into our principles even more, I think it'll be a lot more special. But I think the ability for us to, get stops on defense and then get out in transition will really help having our defense fuel our offense, will be really good for us and help us win a lot of games.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Trevor.
Coach, last year I got a chance to see Shai and KJ and how incredible those guys were, not only on the floor, but off the floor, and some of your biggest wins. But obviously going out and get a whole different set of guys like Elijah, Josh, and Bo. Talk about what you saw in them to kind of help, it's really obviously a difficult place now in the transfer portal to replace production, but it's also hard to replace what guys bring off the court and just what they bring to a locker room. Talk about how those guys are going to be able to impact and feel that leadership.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And those guys meant a lot to our program, especially Shaquem, who had been with me ever since I've taken over the job. And both of those guys are playing professional right now. And they grew a whole lot in our program. But with the new guys, obviously we thought they were talented. And we wouldn't have recruited them if we didn't think so. But what really stamped those guys as guys that we wanted to have on our roster and in our program was the type of people that they are. And when we got them to campus and talking to them on the phone and spending a little bit of time around them, it became more apparent that we needed those guys in our program, and to not only help some of the younger guys in the program, but to learn from our returners as well. That was important because our returners, they know me, they know our culture. They know what we're about, and they're our kind of guys, and so both ways has been very good.
And Nolan, you guys talked about earlier about the fans and just what it's like for Trask, but you're walking around, you're going to class around these guys every day. And just what's the energy like around campus? I know, with no football program and just how much the buy-in for basketball has been recently with y'all's success, how exciting is it just to be walking around and just being around that atmosphere in Wilmington?
I mean, it's amazing. The support from everybody. It's different, honestly. Coming here, I didn't really know what to expect, but it's been everything and more. Your professors, after you get a big win, they'll congratulate you. Students, you can go into the student union and get some food and have a good time, hang out in there. So, I mean, it's special.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to see you at Trask.
Thanks, Trevor.
Takeo, looking at your schedule from this year and then looking at last year, and obviously you come off that win against Kentucky, and I imagine a lot of phone calls stop getting picked up in terms of scheduling for the following year when you go win at Rupp Arena. Just talk about, still getting an opportunity to go play Kansas and some of the things like that to really get the program's name out there nationally.
Yeah, that was a process, Miles, and one that Kirk Kanasky does our scheduling. So, he was, making phone calls, talking to different people, different high major programs, and none of them would play us. And then, after about 10 phone calls, Kansas decided that they wanted to play us. And so, I wasn't too excited about that, Miles, to be honest with you, with them being ranked preseason number one. But as soon as he laid it out for me, he didn't think anybody would sign off to play us. And so when Kansas agreed to it, we signed off on it as soon as we could. And so we'll be in Allen Fieldhouse battling with the number one team in the country.
Brian, do you have one more? Is your hand up?
I was just a little bit more about the schedule with Takeo. What type of momentum do you hope that you can build now that you're not going to be racking up those frequent flyer miles and hotel points?
Oh, no, that's a great question. It's gonna be good to be at home and sleep in our own beds. I know the guys will be excited about that, but the whole non-conference is very important, and these guys like Nolan, they know what that process looks like, and so we hope that we can learn lessons from all of our wins. And if we take some losses, we hope that we can learn from those too to get us ready for conference play, because we all know that, it doesn't matter who you play in conference play, they all are tough games. And we just hope that our non-conference prepares us for that. And we look forward to every challenge that's in front of us. And I know the guys are ready to roll.
All right, Takeo Nolan, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. We wish you the best of luck as you get your season started.